I'm counting my blessings. You brought me heaven. Sitting in the sky, looking back at adolescence. Without you by my side. If I couldn't ever imagine something so perfect, or how in the hell did I find someone like you? But I never knew when I drew a line from my crimson wound, and out of the blue was something.
Same drugs no more. We don't do the, we don't do the same drugs. Do the same drugs no more. When did you change? When do you've aged? I thought you never grow up. I thought you never. Window closed. Windy got old. I was too late, I was too late. A shadow of what I once was. Cause we don't do the same drugs no more. We don't do the, we don't do the same drugs. Do the same drugs no more. She don't laugh the same way no more. We don't do the, we don't do the same drugs. Do the same drugs no more. Where did you go? Why would you stay? You must have lost your marbles. You always were so forgetful. In a hurry. Don't wait up. I was too late, I was too late. A shadow of what I once was. Cause we don't do what we say we're gonna. You were always perfect.
So sorry I never stopped a song halfway through, but I do have to say, this is Nina, and you are listening to 91.5 FM WMFO Medford, Tufts Freeform Radio. So sorry about the interruption. Here's Chance again.
Perfect, and I was only practice. Don't you miss the days. Stranger, don't you miss the days. Don't you miss the danger.
We don't
do the same drugs no more. We don't do the, we don't do the same drugs. Do the same drugs no more. We don't do the same drugs no more. We don't do the, we don't do the same drugs. same drugs no more. We don't do the same drugs. Forget the happy thoughts. Ooh. All you need is happy thoughts. Ooh. The past tense, past bedtime. Ooh. Way back then when everything we read was real and everything we said rhymed. Wide-eyed kids being kids. Why did you stop? What did you do to your hair? Where did you go to end up? Right back here. When did you start to forget how to fly? Don't you call, don't you bleed. Stay in the line, stay in the line. Down the line.
Don't do the same just on your heart. We don't do the same just on your heart.
Say what it feels like. early. I was gonna die young. Gotta contend with the living blues. I could have missed it, I never knew. Chain reaction, but you're holding the fuse. I was gonna die.
Woman. Ooh, she's a wild, wild woman. Ooh, she's
Alrighty, we're back, and so Zayden, classic vibes. He's not really a guest anymore. He's more just part of the gang.
Just like a first half of the show kind of guy.
Is it?
Can you hear me? Testing.
Maybe. Here, hold on. Let me try that.
I can't really hear myself.
Oh, I think I can hear you.
Really?
Yeah.
Is it? Oh no, it's definitely this one.
Better.
Yeah.
classic vibes.
And I'm back. What a surprise.
And he's back, ladies and gentlemen. We've just been vibing up a storm today.
Absolutely vibing out.
Got some random tunes for y'all.
Our playlist got hacked.
Yeah, our playlist got hacked. I was just scrolling through my Smiling Ears playlist, as per usual, and I see all these added songs by What's Up. I'm like, who's What's Up? Certainly not me. Not happy now. So,
Do you think that was that artist who was just putting his songs in other people's playlists to try and get streams?
So I don't know. I'm so confused because like the title was What's, it was like added by What's Up, but I'm like, who is dumb enough to name themselves What's Up? Really? Like that's what
well, if you
do?
Know you're gonna troll and you know you're just gonna be like. Like a jerk on Spotify, like you wouldn't want to put your real name on there.
That's true, but I just feel like What's Up is almost mocking. Like, why are you mocking me, bro?
Yeah, I mean, he obviously doesn't care about anyone's feelings.
I always make my playlist collaborative, and then some crazy person comes in and starts putting their songs in my playlist. Seems like a menial problem, but this morning when I saw it,
the playlist is sacred.
Yeah, it is sacred. Well, I was saying to Aiden, like, this is one and a half really memorable semesters of music that we've been playing every single week for you guys, and it just made me really frustrated that the playlist wasn't treated with the respect it deserves.
It was tainted,
exactly. So I was furious anyway.
Maybe it was a listener who wanted to get their songs on Smiling Ears.
Jerks. They can just call in, dang it.
Yeah. People will do anything for the clout.
It's so true. Oh my god. They figured out I was a radio station and then they were just like, I'm putting all of my songs on there so that one of them will get played at 10 a.m. with my 10 listeners or whatever it is.
Grr.
Anyway, I feel like you asked me questions like a really long time ago and I never asked you the same ones. So that's what I want to do today. And the first one, I think, was what was your favorite concert or what was your first concert?
First concert? First like real concert was Anderson .Paak. And there was a Thundercat and Earl Sweatshirt opening for him. It was like really, it was very, very fun. They're all great performers. Actually, Earl is a great artist, but I don't know if he's a great performer. Any Earl fans out there will probably know what I'm talking about. I think it just maybe wasn't the crowd for him. We were all there for Anderson .Paak. We were there for the high energy stuff, and he goes out there and does like spoken word. Like, really wasn't, crowd wasn't really vibing with him. I felt bad.
Yeah. That is a tough
one. But right after that, like, when Anderson .Paak came on, he was like, I turned around and he was like standing right behind our seats with like a bottle of Hennessy in his hands and all his boys just like vibing out to the concert.
What?
So that was kind of sick.
Did he say hi?
I wanted to take a picture, but, yeah, no, I wanted to take a picture, but I felt like that was rude.
Should have taken a selfie.
Yeah.
Pretended if it was just of you and your friends and then.
So true. It's Earl in the background with his Hennessy.
Wait, is Earl not Anderson?
No.
Oh,
Earl Sweatshirt, Anderson .Paak.
I know, but I think you said Anderson.
Oops. Sorry.
And then if you could be instantly good at any instrument, what would it be?
Oof. That's a tough one.
He's already can I say singing? Insane at piano. Yeah, you can say something.
I feel like singing is just like.
God.
Because I think it's so different from piano because, like, piano, like, you can't, like, do it anywhere. Like, you can't, like, carry around a piano with you and, like, just bust it out whenever you want.
That is so true.
But singing, you can just, like, I want to sing a song. I can sing a song right here.
I can sing. Snaps his fingers, doing a little jazzy tune.
I can sing a song for the WMFO audience, so.
So true, so true.
But alas, I can't because I'm not a singer. But.
And also, any interesting books you've been reading? That's a random one.
I picked up, remember that little kind of book sale thing that we went to with your parents in the church
in Connecticut. Oh my gosh, yes!
Picked up a little like Best American Short Stories paperback.
So cute.
I've been reading that.
I'm screaming. That's adorable. Have they been good?
Yeah, they've been solid. They're all kind of weird and different, but it's fun.
A little
it's
a unique. Orgy. Yeah,
exactly.
I'm just making fun of Aiden because he might be late to class.
Clash mess.
My radio show takes precedence over all else.
Of course, of course.
No, that's hilarious. I've been reading up a storm, both audio and physical at this point, and I officially have, I think, technically 4 books going on at once. But one is with Olivia. It's The Hunting Party or whatever. It's a murder mystery. We have no idea even who died yet, but I think it's going to be Meredith, the hot blonde.
Someone definitely dies?
Oh, yeah, because they found a body.
Oh.
Yeah.
But they don't know who it is?
Nope. So you have to find out. There's a lot of brooding characters, and there's also a stalker, so there's a lot going on there.
I feel like the brooding characters aren't going to be the ones who murder.
Definitely. Because it's too obvious. They're also just, like, so down in the dumps all the time, and it's just kind of like, okay. Well, one did lose, like, the love of her life, so that's pretty tough. We don't know about the other guy. We don't know what's going on with him. Mm. His name's Doug.
Doug. Never trusted Doug.
No, Dougie Boy is sad. He is a sad guy. It seems like he was in the army, and he's just, like, done some bad stuff in my life, you know, like that type of energy.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, a lot of regrets.
Yeah, a lot of regrets. And then he'll put in like a little teaser that's like, I killed people in the army, but that's not the only place I killed, or like something like that. And you're like, what is he saying?
He's got his own like taglines. What the heck?
Oh yeah, no, he's deep in the grind. And they're like in this cabin in the middle of the woods in Scotland, in the Highlands.
Scotland.
Yeah. So it's been interesting, but I'm also reading a couple others. One, I got a rec from my madre, and one is I got a rec from a friend, and it's about a crazy woman who kills her husband and then stops speaking, and we have to figure out why she killed her husband. No one knows.
Dun, dun, dun. Did she kill him with her vocal cords? Is that why she can't speak anymore?
No, she chose not to speak. Freaking dunce.
That's a dumb joke. Let's go back to the music.
Okay. What was I about to say? Love you guys to the listeners. Alrighty, goodbye. That was fun. Next up is Jesus Is Waiting by Al Green. I don't know if I've ever heard this one, but you're gonna listen soulful to it.
If you're broken down, Jesus is ready. Oh, yeah. Ah, don't let yourself down. Yeah. Standing right there behind you, helping you. Yeah, Jesus is waiting. Oh, do I have to say it again? Say it again. I think I wanna say it again. Say it again. Jesus is waiting. Yeah. Talking about you've got a friend.
Thank you.
you.
Oh,
yeah.
Hey, hey,
hey, hey, hey, hey, hey, hey, hey, hey, hey, hey, hey, hey, hey, hey, hey, hey, hey, hey, hey, hey, hey, hey,
help me
now, yeah. That's why I just wanted everybody to know that she's the way.
She's the way.
Okay, so I take it back. I totally have heard that song. I don't know why I was saying that I hadn't. And sadly, as happens every week, our guest Aiden has had to go to class a little late. I might add, he stayed longer for you guys. Okay, so it's time for our classic PSAs, and today I have a seasonal one for you. Sometimes I feel like when I'm reading these, I'm doing ASMR. But anyways, hope you enjoy. Autumn Outdoor Experience PSA. No, exercise. Oh, nice. Okay. Autumn Outdoor Exercise PSA. Autumn brings some of the most beautiful days of the year to New England. If you haven't been getting all the exercise you should, now is the perfect time to get outside and walk, run, or ride a bike. Use your feet to go places instead of your car. Enjoy the fall colors, breathe the fresh air, reduce stress, and improve your health. A public service message from WMFO in Medford, Tufts Community Radio. That was lovely. And there's a little picture of some leaves and some trees, which is so nice. I am always saying this take, and I don't know if it's a hot take or just a regular take, but I love the fall. It's definitely my favorite season. I just know when you get up and it's like a 65 degree day and you just get outside and sniff the air and go for like a 10 minute walk to your favorite bagel shop and you get a nice bagel sandwich, and then you sit in a park and read your book and eat the bagel sandwich and slowly walk home listening to your music. I just absolutely cannot imagine anything better, and I don't think a day could start off any better. Additionally, fall faves is that you can wear a sweater without sweating. Love that. And it's not too cold yet. Like, you still want to be outside. Versus winter, sometimes it can be a little harsh to be outside, and it's better to be inside. But anyway, I just love fall. It's truly the best, and I hope that all of you listeners are out there enjoying a beautiful day, because it is sunny here in Medford. It's looking real pretty, and just a nice nip of cold air. With that, I hope you enjoyed my little rant on the fall, and I hope that imagery was good for you guys, as good as it was for me. Next up, we have DTM by Hope Tala, which is a favorite artist of mine, and we got a couple other favorites, Havlo Brown and Tierra Whack, coming up, so I hope you guys enjoy.
That I'm into you. stolen, heading away from vagabonds like me. And I'm stalling, 'cause I don't seem to know a thing about what I need to be.
Yeah, sliding.
Display, no, no, I could have done without lies. I like the way you say my name, babe, and the way you wake up on a Sunday, rolling around like two warm animals. Yeah, I hope that you feel the same way. Yeah, I hope that you feel the same way.
Alrighty, this next song is a song with no words, which I usually never play, but it was requested by Aiden, and sadly he's not here, but his songs can still make your ears smile. So now we have Notre Dame Quest by Anomaly. Okay, that was lovely. I really enjoyed that. So we're just going to end off with one final song. This is Nina, and you're listening to 91.5 FM WMFO Medford Tufts Freeform Radio. The final song is a classic. Hope you guys will all enjoy. It's Valerie by Amy Winehouse. It just had to end on a great one.
Well, sometimes I go out by myself and I look across the water, and I think of all the things, what you're doing, and in my head I paint a picture. Well, since I come home, well, my body's been a mess, and I miss your gentle hair and the way you like the dregs. I want you to come on over, stop making a fool out of me. Oh, why don't you come on over, Valerie? Valerie, Valerie, Valerie. Did you have to go to jail? But your house on offer for sale, did you get a good lawyer? I hope you didn't catch a thing. I hope you find the right man who'll fix it for you. And now you're shopping, and anywhere, change the color of your hair. And are you busy? And did you have to pay that fine? That you were dodging all the time, are you still dizzy? Since I come home, well, my body's been a mess, and I miss your ginger hair and the way you like the dress. I want you to come on over, stop making a fool out of me. you come over and me. Well, sometimes I go out by myself and I look across the water and I think about all the things what you're doing, and in my head I paint a picture. Since I come home, well, my body's been a mess and I miss your tender hair and the way you light the day. Won't you come on over and stop making a fool out of me? Oh, why don't you come on over, Valerie? We'll be right back.